Hello and welcome to the Dare to Believe podcast. I'm Christy Greener and I'm here with Brittany Wagner. How are you, Brittany?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good. We would love to talk to you today about dream interpretation, biblical, ancient Hebraic dream interpretation. And that's one of the areas where Brittany's done a lot of work with Dare to Believe Ministries.
Yes.
You're one of our dream interpreters.
Yes.
Tell them about that journey with you.
Yeah. So when I started through the Emerge Transformation School, that was one of my first internships that I did. I've gone through 3 years of the school, and my focus really was on dream interpretation because I was a dreamer. And actually, I don't know if you know this, when I first came into Dare to Believe, that was one of the words that were prophesied over me, is that I'm going to start dreaming dreams. And I really did, as a part of the first year of our
Transformation
School.
Oh, really? So before, you weren't dreaming so much?
No, not as often. And then I just got just a ton of dreams as a part of being in the school. And then I knew I wanted dream interpretation to be a part of my internship because of how many dreams I was getting. So yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
And we've done quite a few outreaches with this together and with the team. We have a team of dream interpreters at Dare to Believe. But as a pastor in the Christian church, this is one of the areas where it can make people kind of nervous. Like, oh my goodness, dream interpretation, isn't that new age? And what I want to encourage you to think about is, first of all, there's one creator God, and he created us with the ability to dream. So it's not a new age thing, although new age religion may have taken it somewhere that the Lord didn't mean for it to go. But I want to remind you that nearly a third of scripture, a third of the Bible, talks about either dreams or visions, so hearing from God that way. So there's an awful lot of dreams. In over 224 times, dreams or visions are mentioned. And sometimes it's dreams and visions of the night is what Job says. But there's people in the scripture like Cornelius, Abraham, Daniel, Ezekiel, Joseph, Mary, Paul. They all were dreamers who got received information from the Lord in dreams. So if we are going to be faithful followers of God and faithful men and women of God who trust God to lead us through our lives, why not allow the Lord to speak to us in dreams? And why not pay attention to how allowing him to speak isn't the right way to put it, because he's doing it. Yeah, God's speaking all the time. His main language is in English, but dreams are one of the ways he speaks. And so we pay attention to those dreams, not only because it's cool, it's just exciting, but also because it makes a difference in our lives. And there are many different reasons the Lord gives someone a dream. What are some of the dreams that you get? Are they direction dreams?
I've gotten all types. I've had warning dreams. I've had dreams of prophecy of what is to come. I've had dreams that were more like my calling and what I was called to do. I've had all types of dreams, but it's amazing the way the Lord uses dreams to give you insight into where he's leading you or what he wants you to know about the current situation, something that's coming up. He speaks in all types of ways through dreams.
And one of the ways you can learn a lot about dreams is to go through the dreams in scripture. Many, many times we are given the interpretation of the dream. And so to kind of plot out what is the dream and what was the interpretation in scripture of the dream, and learn that metaphoric language of the Spirit. Because the reason we call the type of interpretation we do, dream interpretation we do, ancient Hebraic dream interpretation, is because the ancient Hebraic language is extremely metaphorical. Biblical language is extremely metaphorical in not just the dreams, but in the prophecies in scripture, in the Psalms, in the Proverbs, in Job. I mean, in Song of Solomon, everything. There's a lot of metaphor in the ancient Hebraic language. And, you know, Joseph was a dreamer and had dreams. And we all know the dream about Joseph's technicolor dream coat and how he thought all those things about the sun and the moon bowing to him in his dream, and how he interpreted dreams for the baker and the butler and when he was in prison. So we recognize all that. But one interesting thing to think of Joseph's ability to interpret dreams is when he had his dream that made everybody so mad at him that his brothers threw him in a well. I mean, they were jealous of him. He was the favorite son, but he's having all these incredible dreams, and he's seeing sheaves of wheat bow down to him. The sun and moon and stars are bowing down to him, and nobody stopped to interpret that dream. His entire family was angry with him because of him saying, are you saying that mom and dad and all of us are going to bow down to you? Who are you to say that? And it was just because he told them the dream. He didn't interpret it. He didn't say what it meant, but they understood the metaphorical language of dreams. So we in the Western culture have lost that ability to understand metaphor that way. So one of the best ways to understand biblical dream interpretation and the dreams that the God who created you is giving you is to study the metaphor in scriptures. It will teach you all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. And the Lord told us in Acts chapter 2, in the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Now, isn't that interesting? So there aren't many people who would disagree that we are in the last days. It seems that we're in the last days and there's a lot of different symbolism or activity in our world that would suggest that we are in the last days. So in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit on all people. He doesn't say I will pour out my spirit on my people. He says I will pour out my spirit on all people. And so God's spirit is doing things in people this day and age that people aren't even aware it's God talking to them. People aren't even aware it's God prompting them to do things. And he says, your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. People are dreaming. And to understand our dreams is to understand what God is saying, to get Holy Spirit insider information about what's happening in our lives, how to pray, what might be wrong with our lives, what we can do to improve our lives, all types of strategies for business. I mean, people get downloads of business strategies and inventions. We know people who've had this happen to them. They actually saw in dreams inventions. They then put that into reality, what they saw in their dream. They brought it to be, and they have been very successful because of that. Mm-hmm. So those type of things happen in dreams. But people will say, well, why do I need to learn about dream interpretation? Because a lot of what we do is teach about dream interpretation. I was mentored by a guy named John Paul Jackson, who was amazing at dream interpretation, very gifted at doing that. And way back when he was a young prophetic voice, there was a vicar from England who came, and he was with many other prophets, and he'd had all these dreams, and he was wondering what the dreams meant. And so he was asking all these prophetic men and women, and they said, oh, if you want to understand dreams, go to John Paul. And John Paul interpreted this guy's dreams for him. And then the man asked him, how did you do this? How did you understand what to say? And he said, I don't know. I just know. The Holy Spirit tells me. And I just know what to do. And the guy replied, that's one of the saddest things I've ever heard. And John Paul was actually a little bit offended. But what he was saying was, you know, that means when you die, your gift will die with you. And if you could figure out how you're doing what you're doing and how God is using this gift in you, and you could teach others, then your gift will live way beyond you. And that's exactly what he did. He studied scripture. He studied the ancient Christian texts about dreams, and he learned how to understand the language that he was already instinctually, the Holy Spirit just told him how to do it. And wouldn't we all like to be like that? But you know, some people are more gifted at just understanding dreams than others. And the Holy Spirit will just tell you. And that is always the main place we go for dream interpretation, is the Holy Spirit. But when Joseph was in prison and the butler and the baker came to him and they had their dreams and they needed him interpreted, they came to him because everybody knew this guy can interpret dreams. And so they came to him and said, we both had dreams, they answered, but there's no one to interpret them. Joseph said to them, do not interpretations belong to the Lord? So is this not just something the Holy Spirit tells you? And that's true. So that's the first thing you do. But then he said, tell me your dreams, because he had the skill as well as the revelation on how to interpret a dream. So when we teach biblical dream interpretation, ancient Hebraic dream interpretation, we teach about metaphor. But we teach about listening to Holy Spirit first and learning about the dream, but also using the skills as a healthy dream interpreter alongside what the Holy Spirit tells you. And so that's where we go with dream interpretation. So what's one dream that the Lord gave you that really made a difference for you? Can you think of one?
Gosh, there's so many. I would say, I think a lot of them have to do with the biggest ones for me, at least, were directional. I know I had one dream where I was at a time when I was considering going to a new job, and the dream had me heading somewhere, but then I ended up going back. And by returning, I was on, had the ability to be on a cruise ship, which was going to, and was hanging out with my friends and having a lot more fun. And so ultimately I took it to mean that, you know, by staying where I was, it was going to be a lot more fun versus leaving. Cause in the dream, when I attempted to
nice
leave,
big, yeah.
In the dream, when I attempted to leave to go to the new place, it was going to be a lot of work. I knew I was going to get more money, but it was going to be a lot of work even in the dream. So I knew the Lord was speaking to me about this transition and that it wasn't a time to move, even though I had this offer that was on the table. And so I just kind of went with that and said, okay, Lord, I'm going to stay where I am. I want to be on that cruise ship with you and have fun versus going into, even though it was going to be more money, the more labor intensive
kind of
change.
So did you stay where you were?
Yep.
And it's been good?
And it's been good, yep.
That's great.
Yep.
That's great. And so, you know, we want to continue to talk to the Lord about what do you want me to know about this? And it is a conversation with the Lord. It's not just something where he gives you a dream and now it's your problem to figure out what it means. And the Lord won't talk to you again until you understand your dream. Basically, you want to honor the Lord with your dreams. One of the best things you can do is start a dream journal. Keep it by your bed at night. I have a hard time with that because my writing is so awful. How do you record your dreams?
I voice record them.
Yeah.
That's the best way for me.
I don't voice record it because then I sound like I'm drunk. I can't understand what I'm saying. So I'm really tired when I wake up for dreams, but I will pray, Lord, please help me remember these dreams. And I get up first thing and type them out. Or if I do wake up after a dream, I will get up and I will type it out right away, but I can't do the voice recording or I can't really write it out by hand because I'm just so tired. I have to wake up a little bit more, but it is a conversation with the Lord. It's like prayer. You can continue to talk to the Lord. So it's just another way of communicating with the God who created you. And the Lord loves conversations with us.
Yeah. And for me, I have to write them down right away. Otherwise I'll forget them. And so that's what I found. Like I have to instinctively know, like the first thing I do is I write it down or I do the voice recording. It has to be the first thing. Cause if I, you know, wake up and start looking at my phone and start looking at anything else, I lose it. Like I don't remember it. And so I have to honor it, make sure that it's the first thing I do. So.
But it can be a lot of work to learn to understand our dreams. Daniel even talks about write down the formation, write down the essence of your dream. So that's one of the things we get from the prophet Daniel. He wrote down his dreams. He said, write down the dreams, wake up and write them down. But Proverbs 25:2 tells us it's the glory of God to conceal a matter, and to search out a matter is the glory of kings. So that's part of the reason the Lord will conceal some of the meaning in a dream, can make it a little bit harder. If he just spoke plain language to us, it would be a lot easier. And that's more of a vision when it's just black and white, a little more clear. That's a vision. Even if you're sleeping, it's a vision. You can have daydreams where it's all metaphorical and you can have sleeping visions. But what's more clear is a vision. What is more circumspect or more metaphorical would be the dream. Mm-hmm. And God hides that so that you will need to press in closer to him and you'll have to understand his language and have that conversation with him in order to understand your dream, which is always his goal. That we would know him better. Mm-hmm. That's always his goal.
Yeah. And I think another thing that's really beautiful about dreams is that God will speak in your language. So something that metaphorically means something to you might metaphorically mean something else to someone else. And so God's going to use what, you know, means something to you in your dream, which is why dream interpretation isn't always a cookie cutter thing. It involves questions. It involves that relationship and that conversation so that you can get more information about what that is and what that maybe metaphor or symbol means to that individual.
Right. You can understand things in scripture. Things may mean the same thing, different things in a different context. So context is always important. For instance, a lion is the lion of Judah. I mean, everybody wants lions in their dream, but also scripture tells us that the enemy is like a lion who prowls around waiting for somebody to devour. So, a lion in a dream may mean something good and something bad. So you also will want to take into consideration emotion and context and light and color. And these are all things that we will teach you. We can teach you how to understand. But I want to remind you about Ephesians 1:17, which says, I keep asking the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom and revelation is what Paul's prayer for the Ephesians church was. Wisdom and revelation doesn't only come through prophetic words. It comes as well through dreams. And the goal of this in Paul's language is so that you may know him better. In all of these things, the goal is for you to know the God who created you better. And in doing that, he teaches us to know ourselves better, to know our situations better, even to know and understand the people in our lives better. Mm-hmm. He will show that to us through dreams.
Yeah. And the other thing that he does with dreams is another type of dream, which is an intercession dream. Yeah. So it's a way to pray into a situation, a way to, you know, bring God into whatever is happening, mm-hmm. and have his will be done in the situation too.
Mm-hmm. And as Brittany said, there are common dream symbols that kind of are generic, that they always means a similar thing. But then there are dreams that are individual to you as a dreamer, because God knows you intimately. He knows every minute of your life. He knows what different things mean to you and different memories might mean to you. And so he'll use those things in your dream life as well. But dreams are amazing. Mm-hmm. Dreams are amazing. And they unlock, they unlock so much.
Yes. Yes. And if you want more information about dreams, you can go to our website, dtbmn.org/dreams. There's lots of information about dreams. There's a place on there where you can submit a dream interpretation request. Christy also did an amazing course called Understanding Your Dreams, and that's also available where you can purchase that and go through the course where Christy teaches you how to interpret your own dreams.
Yeah, so seek us out on our webpage. We have, like she said, that we have an online course that you can take. We recommend you go to streamsministries.com to learn a lot. They have a lot of dream interpretation information there, and it's very biblically based. But also, we have a lot of live courses and live events centering around dream interpretation. So we want to invite you to be part of that as well.
Yeah.
So whatever it is, keep dreaming, and we'd love to help you in your understanding your dreams. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is Christy Grainer and Brittany Wagner saying thanks for joining us and Dare to Believe Ministries.